Midnight Serenade, written by Allie Sinclair and read by Justine Eyre.
Chapter 1. Danny McKenna stood on the stone steps of Escuela de Danza Vida, still unsure which was the lesser of two evils, ditching her first assignment and killing her career as a features writer, or diving into the world of tango and dredging up torturous memories. Glancing at the gray sky, Danny willed a beam of light and a choir of angels to sing and deliver an answer in a silver box with a blue bow. She got nothing other than a pigeon flying past and pooping next to her new red heels. Fine, she huffed and yanked open the heavy wooden door, ready to be rid of the diesel fumes spilling from buses, the headache-inducing horns, and suffocating midday heat. After 2 days in Buenos Aires, she'd yet to discover why the city was known as the Paris of the Americas. Danny took tentative steps into the expansive foyer, where pristine marble covered the floor, and a wrought iron balustrade snaked up the wide staircase. Cool air soothed her hot skin, and she relaxed her shoulders, happy to be free from the craziness outside, including wayward pigeons. She balanced on her gorgeous but incredibly uncomfortable heels as she adjusted her white silk shirt and tucked her newly highlighted blonde curls behind her ears. She'd much prefer faded jeans, ballet flats, and a retro t-shirt, but this assignment required her to dress like a professional, despite feeling like a phony. Danny squeezed her eyelids tight, remembering how much money she'd just spent on a new wardrobe. But if all went to plan, her new garb would convince the world, and herself, that she was more than capable of doing this job, or so she hoped. A gust of wind rattled the door leading to the street. She could still chicken out. After all, if her colleagues at the magazine were right, her mission was doomed anyway. But she chose to ignore their warnings, even though her interview subject, Carlos Escudero, hated the media with more passion than he'd ever danced tango. His refusal to publicly talk about the motorbike accident that destroyed his dancing career and ruined the relationship with his dance partner only motivated journalists to dig deeper. They were determined to unearth the story that lay beneath the well-rehearsed statements from the estranged couple. So far, though, the journalists' efforts had smashed into a wall of anger and silence. Pushing out a long sigh, she adjusted the shoulder strap of her handbag. As much as she wanted to be the one to finally discover what happened on that fateful day, Danny wasn't so naive she thought she could succeed where so many seasoned journalists had failed. Besides, his personal life wasn't why she was here. Her job was to get Carlos Escudero on board with her history of tango articles and nothing else. She lowered her head and shook it. Seriously? She'd taken to lying to herself now. The tango history stories were important. Her career depended on them, and uncovering the mystery behind the motorbike accident appealed, but they were nothing compared to the opportunity to learn about Carlos Escudero's mentor, Iris Kennedy. He'd been privy to a side of Iris the rest of the world hadn't seen, a side Danny desperately needed to discover. If she could get some understanding about the passion that drove Iris to abandon her husband and 5-year-old daughter in favor of becoming a tango diva on the world stage, then Danny might finally exorcise the demons that had chased her since childhood. Although she had no intention of finding and meeting the elusive Iris, because even after 2 decades, the pain remained raw. Through Carlos, however, Danny might finally comprehend her mother's actions. She narrowed her eyes at the ancient elevator. No matter how many times she chastised herself, Danny found it impossible to enter one of these boxes without being slammed by the memory of the last fiery argument between her parents. No child wants to witness such venom, especially from her own flesh and blood. She planted her foot on the marble steps, even though her mind tried to convince her that dashing out the door, sight unseen, was the best option. Perhaps it would be better if she knew nothing about Iris, as the truth had the potential to rip Danny's heart out. As much as she tried to deny it, though, the stars had aligned, and Danny's arrival in Argentina offered the perfect chance to build her career and heal old wounds, or make them deeper.